Yes, welcome. Welcome to the show. Ooh, it's the belated spooktacular. Ooh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. We are, we are doing it. We are doing it. It's November 2nd today, and we're counting this as our spooktacular. It's our belated spooktacular. This is October episode 2, because I enjoyed Halloween very much. I felt very festive, and we're going to talk about it. And then the festivity, is it over? Is it over? We're also going to talk about that. What's next? What's next, you know, for my festive spirit? So you hear how festive I sound? Hi. So I was tired. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it, basically. So this is our second episode of October that's coming out in November, and it is our belated spooktacular. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the show. I am, of course, your internet acquaintance, Linda James. Yes, yes, that's right. Yes, I am. And I'm here with my co-host, Benjamin. Benjamin, say hello. Benjamin? He's right next to me. I have moved Benjamin's cat castle, cat tower, cat tree, whatever you'd like to call it, his deluxe charcoal gray plush tower of victory, and he is right next to my desk now. I've moved my whole apartment around. Perhaps we'll talk about that too. And he's right next to me. He's sitting on a tower. We're almost eye to eye. He's a little bit above me, and he loves it. He loves it. So I expect to hear from him this episode, but only when he wants to. I'm like a YouTube mommy with good ethics. Like, I am a stage dad, a parent of a star on the internet, apparently. But I let him pick and choose when he wants to be on. So right now he's sitting quietly and observing the process. Perhaps he's learning how to be a sound engineer. And perhaps he wants to co-host with me later. Who knows? Who knows? I'm having some coffee this morning. Half calf. Thank you. Yes. How was your Halloween? Halloween. Was it good? It was chill. It was fun. Good. I am happy to hear it. Let's get out of the list of things that I am to talk about. Oh, yes. Am I adding something to this list? I think I am. Oh, well. Well, we're just going to cruise through. We're going to see what happens. We're going to see what develops. I've got a list, but some of these things I no longer endorse. And we'll talk about that, I guess. That's what we'll talk about first. So let's start the show. Yes. Did you enjoy the spooky music? It was royalty-free. And it's by Teddy and Marge, and it's called Dark Eyes. Yes, thank you, Teddy and Marge. I appreciated it. We're going to listen to it a little bit at the end as well. Oh, I've got a pen in my hand, and Benjamin is trying to sniff it and swat it from me. Perhaps this whole desk assistant was a bad idea. We'll find out, huh? Huh, Benjamin? Huh? Yes, well. Yes, let's start the show. We're going to talk about my vaccine today. I got my booster. I got my third dose. Perhaps you want to either start or continue your vaccine journey. I'm loving it. I'm loving every second of it. I will tell you about my side effects for transparency and for your own journey. Spoiler alert, they were few. Wear a mask, Black Lives Matter, support mutual aid, participate in mutual aid. Hey there, it's election day. Have you, I hope you voted in your local state, local community elections. I'm very lucky to live in a state with mail-in voting, and I just dropped it at a designated box, and I did my civic duty. And I hope you did too. Yes. You're asking about the vaccine. Well, let's talk about it. I had my third dose. I went to Bartels, which is like the Seattle Duane Reade. It is the Seattle drugstore of choice. It's their, they love Bartell here. They love Bartell's. Is it Bartell's or Bartell? Either way, everybody knows. Everybody knows what you mean. And I have a dirty little secret to tell you, is that I've never been in a Bartell's before. I know. But hey, like, for the first time I trusted them with something, you know, pretty major in my life. In a moment in history, a moment in time. And they did a great job, and now I'm converted. I'm a Bartell's lover. The Bartell's selection is wonderful. There are so many nice things there. I love a good drugstore, and they are perhaps the best that I've been in. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, Duane Reade, as a longtime New Yorker, who saw the evolution of Duane Reade from very small drugstores to very small supermarkets, still Duane Reade wishes. I said it. Okay. Address your inquiries or hate mail to lyndajamesproductions@gmail.com. I will not fight this. Bartell is superior to Duane Reade on the home section alone. They got Funko Pops in Bartell. Okay? Like, it's practically a Target, you know? Like, whereas Duane Reade wants to be... What does Duane Reade want to be? This is meaningless. It doesn't matter. I enjoyed my experience at Bartell. I'm not here to debate drugstores. Apparently I am. Perhaps I am. But we're going to end it there. I had a lovely time. You get your own booth. Yes, you do. I had a privacy booth to get my vaccine. Whereas when I got it at... Where did I go last time? CVS. CVS, I sat in a folding chair behind a sort of plush. It was a divider, but it was one of those plush ones that you might see at a social worker's office where you can put push pins into it, you know? Like perhaps a cubicle style plush divider next to me at Bartell's. I went into a privacy booth a pocket door. I had a privacy booth and a pocket door for my third vaccine, for my booster. And I had a lovely time. Same deal. I sat for 15 minutes after it was done. It was fine. I swung my arm home. I gave it a little massage, and then I proceeded to, move my apartment around. I felt totally fine. I watched Coco. I redid my apartment in a new fashion, which I think is fun. This is my, is it my second year or third year in this apartment? We're beginning my third year in this apartment. And so I just wanted to give it a little shush. So the desk is in a new place. Tell me how the sound quality is. Benjamin's closer than ever. I've moved my bed around. I've sort of created a bedroom inside of my studio apartment. It's fabulous. I'm liking it right now. I have a little more work to do, but I'm enjoying it so far. But the next day was Halloween. And on Halloween, I woke up and I said, I feel great. I feel fine. I feel great. And then I started getting going and I realized that I was a little tired. I felt my symptoms from the third dose of the vaccine was basically a small immune response where I felt a little headachy and a little body achy, as though I had drank too much wine. Like one glass of wine too many. Like not even terribly hungover, just a little. I was fine, but I decided that I would enjoy my Halloween day and not podcast. I'm sorry if you were looking forward to that. Here it is now. So yes, I had a lovely time. I had a lovely, lovely time. I will tell you the thing that I can not endorse though, before we go on, because I said that I would, that we were going to talk about today, and I suppose we are now, is that I tried the old TikTok just put a raw egg in your soup and then cook it in the boiling water that you pour on to make your ramen. And it worked once. And then the second time I did it, I was highly suspicious of it, but I still ate it and I had a little tummy ache. So I'm going to say cook your egg separately first, you know, unless you're very good at this and not just watching a 3-second video and saying, I'll try putting raw egg in that, you know. Do a little more research than I did is what I'm going to say if you're going to try one of those methods. I'm sure, you know, Weird Deer has a hack, you know. Do you eat eggs? Weird Deer. Listeners to the show, Weird Deer, hello, 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 an artist, a friend, an internet acquaintance, really, truly, truly. Perhaps the Herd McKennies have something to say. I don't know. They're going to say, I know what they're going to say. They're going to say, why would you do that? Like that. I was making egg drop soup, Jeremy. I was making egg drop soup is what I was doing. I was trying to. And the first time I did it, and the second time I just had raw egg in my soup, and it was unfortunate. So I don't endorse. I cannot fully endorse the old TikTok egg in the soup, you know? I'll tell you something fun that's been developing. Benjamin, you want to tell about our fun development? Our fun development is that I, friends listening, audience, acquaintances, did not ask for a shoulder cat, but I indeed ended up with a shoulder cat. Have we discussed this? I don't remember. I don't recall. So we're discussing it again quickly before we go on to Halloween. Benjamin has taken to jumping onto my shoulders randomly while I'm not paying attention and from a distance. So it's rather shocking. He's not just trying to steal my jewelry anymore. He is jumping fully onto my shoulder. Oh, there's my Instant Pot. Just keep it warm, honey. Okay? That's lunch. Benjamin will find a place above me nearby if I'm sitting in a chair. Like if I'm sitting in my desk chair and it formerly was next to the dishwasher, now it is no longer. But he still finds a way. And from, I'd say, 3 feet away, Benjamin will thrust his body, throw himself, jump, hurl toward me, and land on my shoulders, to which I go, and then I think, oh, this is actually kind of fun, you know, if he lands without clawing me up. But inevitably, he claws me up, and that's what we're working on. I suppose I could stop him from doing this, but I kind of like, he's already on a leash, you know? It's just one small step to shoulder cat. I'll tell you that I was doing, now the new place that I've been doing yoga, while I renovate the part of my apartment that's going to become a truly stretching studio, but I think I want to get a chic version of one of those floors that you put like for a baby, like a foam floor, and just create a large space to do stretching. But we're not there yet. So currently I've been stretching next to my bed where his cat castle's nearby. And the other day I had my legs spread apart and I was bending forward doing that stretch. And suddenly I felt the sudden weight of a cat perched upon my back. And I said, hi. And then he clawed me. And then he clawed me as he was. He started walking down my body. And the farther he got to where he was no longer balancing, he clawed me. And that's where we have a problem. He needs to stay on the center of balance and not move anywhere that's going to hurt. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll be good, Benjamin. He's taking a nap. He's gone in the bed and he's sleeping now. He's fully sleeping. So that's cat on the back. Now, I will tell you, it's time for our Halloween spooktacular. which is a spooktacular retelling of what I did for Halloween. Now, as you know, I was being very festive. I was feeling festive. I had autumnal nails. I was watching Halloween-themed scary movies and Halloween movies all the time in the month of October, and which I'm going to miss, quite frankly. It's just not quite the same. It's a way that I've enjoyed feeling festive, and like, I've told you that I'm not a fan of the winter holidays. You know that. And like, the movies and the winter holidays don't excite me in the way that the Halloween themed movies really hold my attention. Really, I really enjoy. You know, like, I'm not a Hallmark movie person. So we're going to work on that. We're going to see. Maybe we're going to watch a little. Maybe we're going to try a couple. We're going to talk about it. Maybe Muppet's Christmas Carol will be fun and unlock some memories and stuff like that. You know, maybe it'll be fun. Maybe it'll be traumatizing. Who knows? We're going to watch Muppet's Christmas Carol for sure. But for other than that, Christmas time? No, babe. No. No. So, but Halloween, I was in. Maybe we're going to just horror straight through the new year. You know, like, New Year's is the time that I like, and maybe we're just going to have Halloween straight through. We're going to Nightmare Before Christmas this, and we're going to Halloween through straight to the new year, you know, in our hearts, in our film watching. So, I decided basically I was going to just stay in and watch some films because I was feeling bad, but luckily I prepared now. We talked last episode, which happened last week, actually, this time, about my newfound love of Boo Berry cereal and the character Boo Berry. Now, after that, I decided to do a little YouTube search and see what was available on Boo Berry. And what I found was many, many, many documentaries about the monster cereals, short YouTube documentaries, of course, on the monster cereals. And I really got into the character of Boo Berry. And it, you know, I had imagined Boo Berry as a Southern gentleman ghost last time we talked. But now it is clear to me that I have identified with Boo Berry for this whole time, because Boo Berry is queer. Yes, Boo Berry is queer. I don't have a confirmation, but I'm pretty sure. I'm rather sure. I don't want to speculate on exactly how Boo Berry is queer, but I think personally, I hold in my heart that Boo Berry is queer. Now, I forgot the arc of the commercials from childhood, but now I know from watching these documentaries, these important documentary films, that they usually consisted of Frankenberry and Count Chocula fighting with each other. And then Boo Berry coming in and basically saying, hey guys, let's not fight. And them turning on Boo Berry and picking on him. That's pretty, you know, relatable. Queer, you know? The jaunty hat also, queer. The sort of glazed over look in his eyes. Queer. Boo Berry may be truly an unsung queer icon. That's just my thoughts. So what I found on the internet was that I am not alone in the Boo Berry love. There is a man who I then remembered. Memories were unlocked. I'm sorry if the bird outside is absolutely ruining this production. There's many birds. I've got these blue jays here with black heads in the yard, and they're serious. They're not taking no guff from anybody, and something's going on out there. Is this a beautiful moment of nature? Can you even hear them? Listen, this is an unedited, this is a nearly unedited stream of consciousness podcast. So we take time out for birds here. Benjamin, what have you discovered in your investigation? He's in the window. I've got to see what's going on with these birds. Hold on. Stay on the line. Benjamin, where are the birds? Show me the birds. But Benjamin, it's too late in the season for babies. What on earth? Not me. Look at the birds. Can you keep it down, please? I think that took care of it, Benjamin.
Oh, my.
I've asked them to keep it down, so hopefully that works. Now, as I was saying, there was a man in the early 2000s, he may still be around, and his love of blueberry, so relatable, so deep that he got on Unwrapped, yes, cult classic, Food Network's Unwrapped, and another show that I can't quite, My Strange Obsession or something, one of those types of shows. And he had blueberry everything. He loved blueberry, he'd buy out blueberry. Through these specials, I learned that blueberry will last in your cupboard unopened November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June for about 8 months. This man who loved blueberry so much was furious about the marketing campaigns that where blueberry was often bullied by the other monsters. And so he wrote a song calling for the death of Count Chocula and Frankenberry. Yes, Benjamin, if you can believe. Which got him a cease and desist. Yes, a cease and desist from General Mills or whoever makes it. I know. So he was pretty serious and fun to watch. I highly recommend going on and watching some blueberry material. But all of this blueberry got me thinking, what are the other cereals like? I've never had Count Chocula either. So I went to QFC and I went to the cereal section after work after I'd finished my blueberry. And it was, you know, this past week. So it was, you know, the week of Halloween. And much to my disappointment, it's not. I've seen a huge display there of the cereals before. But to my disappointment, they were all gone for the season. Not to return again. Not a crumb of delicious fruity monster sugar cereal could be found at QFC. Not a single morsel. Plenty of Christmas stuff, though. Christmas has begun. John and Chrissy Teigen are on Chex Mix now. Instead of my beloved blueberry, I have John Legend and Chrissy Teigen giving me tips on Chex Mix. Just put it in a bowl, you know? Add some M&Ms. I don't need advice about Chex Mix. I need adorable monster cartoon characters, you know? Call me when the abominable snowman puts out a dessert cereal, you know? So that was a disappointment, but don't worry. I went online and I ordered a box and it arrived in time for Halloween. And so what I did this Halloween, thank you very much, is I watched not one, not two, but three Child's Play Chucky franchise movies. And I ate Count Chocula cereal. It was fun. I absolutely did not go to my Animal Crossing Island for Halloween, and that is just reprehensible. But I'm too excited for the update that I've just let it go. And you know, I go in waves with video games where I will play it hardcore for a week and a half, and then a week and a half, I don't want to touch it. So I'll be back, Muffy, I'll be back. But this year, I skipped out on the island. I hope they had a great time. But instead, I went to the world of Chucky, Child's Play. I have not a big relationship with Child's Play. I have seen at least the first two, but many, many, many years ago. And as a small child, I was very scared of Chucky because that's what he's designed to do. So it kept me away. But I'm sure as a teenager, I've watched Child's Play 1 and 2. At the very least. Maybe 3 on USA Up All Night at some point. But they were never, like, I got the gist, but I never got deeply into it. And only recently, when I was listening to a film podcast, the Slash Film Podcast, and they were discussing the new Chucky series, and the Herd McKenney's told me that the Chucky series is all right, pretty all right, at least in the first episode, I was intrigued. And so I decided, after hearing about on Slash Film, how much of a role that Jennifer Tilly has even after Bride of Chucky, that I would go through and watch the Jennifer Tilly era of the Chucky films, which, of course, now I'm going to go back and watch Child's Play 1, 2, and 3, but I started with The Bride of Chucky. Now, let me tell you, this is Jennifer Tilly's film. This is her banner role to me. You know, sure, Bound, okay. Okay, but Bride of Chucky, she plays Tiffany, the real woman and the voice of the doll, and really what I love about Tiffany is her trailer. Tiffany lives in a trailer park in New Jersey, and she's a very glamorous 1950s pinup style lady, you know, and she's got the trailer to match. The trailer, I think you're to believe that Tiffany is down on her luck, perhaps, that she is, you know, riding the underworld. She is, you know, not a part of the mainstream, and she's, you know, rough around the edges. But her trailer, she's got a knack for interior design because it's almost got these like flower inlay, lucite sparkly walls, if I'm remembering correctly. And half of the trailer, she said, do I need storage? Do I need a dining room in this trailer? No. Do I need a guest room? No. What I need is, it's an Airstream. What I need, what Jennifer Tilly decided, what Tiffany needed in her trailer was an oversized clawfoot bathtub with somehow plenty of room to walk around on all sides. Now, I like that about Tiffany. I'll tell you what, gorgeous design. Tiffany, as I bet you can assume without even seeing the movies, is somehow put into the body of the doll Tiffany. But that's sort of the whole point of the franchise. People, a serial killer put into the body of a doll. Tiffany as well. But not before Alexis Arquette shows up with a very dangly lip ring that I cannot believe I never realized was there strictly to be torn from the face. And I felt foolish when the gag happened. And I said, I didn't see that one coming. I felt like a fool. A delightful film, I will say. Spoiler alert. Yeah, it's okay. It's a spoiler, but it's not a spoiler because the next film is called Seed of Chucky. So I'm going to tell you how this film ends. If you don't want to know, it came out, I was in high school or something when this film came out. So maybe even middle school. And I'm all, like a full adult old person. So I don't know what to tell you. perhaps me telling you the ending will intrigue you even more. Tiffany's charred doll body in the end gives birth to an evil doll baby that just shoots out of her doll body like some sort of alien demon creature and kills a cop first thing. Eats his face off, I'm going to assume, from the scene. But then there's a cut, you know. So you're left. That's the ending, which is really a cap off. It's a button at the end for the next film. And the next film, which came out in 2004, Seed of Chucky, would not be as well received today, to say the least. It is very, a lot of interesting transphobic choices are made in this film. Chucky and Tiffany have a queer child who finds them. But this is, and there's a lot of debate on the child's gender, which is very interesting, and I'll let you watch it for yourself. There's like they made choices in this film that I wouldn't make today. I don't think that they would make today. But you know, Glenn/Glenda, Chucky's child, we've got love in our heart for that little sprite, you know. I hope that they found peace someday. But what's fun in this movie is that Jennifer Tilly is playing not only Tiffany the doll, but Jennifer Tilly is playing Jennifer Tilly, who is acting in a Chucky film. Redman is also in this film. And Jennifer Tilly, Tiffany, and the doll wants to take over Jennifer Tilly, the actress's body. And she does. And so now in the Chucky universe, Jennifer Tilly's character, Tiffany, the doll, Jennifer Tilly played Tiffany. Tiffany was put into the doll, a doll named Tiffany voiced by Jennifer Tilly. And then the doll voiced by Jennifer Tilly, Tiffany, took over Jennifer Tilly, the actress played by Jennifer Tilly's body. That storyline piqued my interest and made me say, you know what, I've got to check out these Chucky films. And I'm not mad. I'm not sorry that I did. I'm not sorry that I did. I'll let you see the end. A lot of interesting things happen with Glenda. And I'm going to let you see the end of that film. Now, the thing is that there's always a through line, and every Chucky movie except for the reboot, and I think I have yet to see the new series, so I don't know, but the Child's Play reboot has nothing to do with the absolutely over-the-top, wacky Chucky mystical storyline that's happening in the first, seven or eight films. There's a thin through line and a little bumper, you know. So then I watched the straight to DVD film, which is available on Peacock, called Chucky's Revenge, in which Chucky is mysteriously sent to a family, which he tortures and slaughters one by one. It's not a spoiler. This is how every film goes. And the main actress in this film, I believe, is the daughter of the man who voices Chucky. So it's a real family affair. This is a tight-knit group of creatives involved in the Chucky-verse now. I liked this film. Chucky, it starts out in a little bit of a different tone. It's by the original guy, but it's like, I don't know, maybe it's bringing it back to the beginning. It's the last two films have been so puppety and wacky that this film feels a little bit like a reboot and a little bit grounded for the first, I'd say, quarter to a half of it. And then you realize, no, we're still in the Chuckyverse. Guess who's stopping by? Jennifer Tilly. Everything's all right. Everything's fine. We're still there. I actually liked this film. And in the end, spoiler alert. No, I'm not going to spoil it because the last film I'm still in the process of watching, which is Chucky, The Cult of Chucky, in which there are many Chuckies, which I would imagine is in the promo footage, perhaps. And you can imagine by the name that there's multiple Chuckies. I have no idea how, because I've fallen asleep 2 times during this film so far. I don't dislike it. It takes place in a mental institution, which it is a continuation of the previous film, Chucky's Revenge. Jennifer Tilly is here. Don't worry. But I have no idea how there's multiple Chucky dolls now. So I'm going to have to finish that one up. And that is cruising me through the holiday season, which we're just going to call, we'll say like October through January, the holiday season. And it's just Chucky fits through the whole thing in my mind. Now, I would like a Chucky with a Santa hat sticker, you know, like that would warm my heart this Christmas. I bet it's available on Etsy. I bet it is. So, yes, but I loved it. I loved the Chucky franchise, as weird and inappropriate and crass and vulgar and gory as it is, like, worth a watch. Have you seen all the Chucky films? No, I think it's time. And I'm sure in all my Chucky fans out there, like, thank you, welcome, thank you to me, welcome to me, to the club. I finally get it. I'm just loving franchises during the pandemic. Here's where I am in watching things. I do not want to watch a series that is like 9 seasons long and a, like, you know, 20 episodes a season or whatever, but I will watch a film franchise that is 9 films long with series attached to that, I guess. Because I'm going to watch Chucky the Chief TV show. I'm enjoying being immersed inside of a universe, basically. And I don't think I'm alone. I've talked to people while cutting their hair who've said the same, you know? So, boo. Boo. Happy Halloween. Boo. Boo. Yes, boo. Boo. Is that it? Is that all I have to say? I guess it is. I guess that's Teddy and Marge, I hear, starting to play, and that means the show is over. The spooktacular is over. What are we going to do? How are we going to feel festive? You can message me at lindajamesproductions@gmail.com if you've got any festive films or festive franchises that I should check out during the winter holidays. Any winter holiday, I will watch a film or a franchise. I'm just like, you know, I'm over Christmas. I've been over Christmas for a long time. Thanksgiving is not my favorite, like, at all. But, like, anything else, you know, or a scary take on a holiday, you know, like a scary Christmas tale. I'm looking for alternative holiday festive fun this year to watch in the movie landscape. We'll see. Thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in, my internet acquaintances. If you'd like to support the show, you can at anchor.fm/LindaJames/support. You can donate $1, $5, or $10 a month. Subscribe in a way, or it's free. Or if this is time to cancel your subscription, here's a reminder, go cancel your subscription. But I appreciate very much everyone who supports there. And I hope you enjoy the show. I will be talking to you very soon. And I hope you're safe, you know. I hope you're doing your best. I hope you are finding some joy where you can. And I hope we talk soon. Boo. Spooktacular and olive juice.